AP News, I'm Haya Pumjwani. For police, certain types of force are supposed to be safer, less lethal than firearms. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
If you do this again, we're going to pepper spray you.
I can't breathe.
But in a three-year investigation, a team of reporters led by the AP documented more than 1,000 deaths over a decade after police subdued people with such tactics, including physical holds, body blows, stun guns, and other weapons. Medical officials didn't say police force contributed to every death, but in many cases, officers weren't taught or didn't follow widely acknowledged best safety practices for using less lethal force. Doctor and former Washington, D.C. medical examiner Roger Mitchell calls it
an American issue, not just a black person's issue or an African American's issue.
Adding,
any death in that environment needs visibility.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Authorities said a 22-year-old man has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder in a stabbing rampage that killed four people in a matter of minutes in northern Illinois. The International Court of Justice is ordering Israel to open more land crossings to allow emergency relief supplies into Gaza.
The top court of the United Nations has issued two provisional measures against Israel. It's ordering Israeli officials to open more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and supplies into Gaza and to report back in a month. The European Union's also urging Israel to lift the roadblocks. Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister Micheál Martin says the food is there, it's just not getting in.
Absolutely a scandal that children are malnourished, that half the population are facing famine.
Aid groups say complicated inspection procedures and continued fighting are delaying aid convoys. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump attended the wake of a slain New York officer and called for, quote, law and order to show contrast to President Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters, Trump said police officers must be shown more respect.
This is such a sad occasion. The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often.
In an AP interview, Riverside School second grader Dylana Lozano says the older kids have been teaching them about the upcoming solar eclipse.
It's like when the moon goes around the earth, so it becomes dark, I think.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.9%, the first gain for the index in setting its last all-time high on Thursday. The Dow Jones jumped 1.2% and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.5%. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.